This is a new voice for a new Scotland.
Andy Truck Davey in the truck. Review of the week. Monday the 15th. Alright. A tenth of UK millionaires pay less tax than the average earner. A study carried out by the London School of Economics and Warwick University, and they took a pile of tax returns, anonymised tax returns for millionaires from HMRC, and they analysed it. And it turned out that a tenth of the millionaires were paying less tax than the average earner, owing between £15,000 and £30,000 a year. And how they were doing it was, they were taking their remuneration in the forms of capital gains and in corporate dividends. So they were basically legally using loopholes in the tax law to actually pay less on their £1 million a year salary than somebody like me on the average wage was paying in tax. Bloody outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Right. Testing still far too low, Ian. Thing about testing is, you can only test people if they show up to be tested, mate. If they're not showing up to be tested, you can't drag them in off the street. And the other thing about the testing being so low is, if the tests are so low, that means there isn't that many people coming down with a virus. For example, there was only 11 new positive cases from Wednesday to Thursday. So that's excellent. So this carry on with testing being too low, it's not too low. It's only just because there's nobody getting sick with us, which is a bloody good thing. Right, anyway, moving on. Bojo, as it's called, with the EU, and says he'll get a deal done. He says he'll have a deal done by the 31st of July. Right? The EU doesn't fancy his chances, and have reiterated that the UK government can't cherry pick, and that they must get back to the agreement they made in the political agreement when they changed the deal for Bojo, and the new political agreement was put in place. So they have to sort out fisheries, the Irish border, and the UK is going to accept the European Court of Justice as the final arbitrator for any disputes that comes up and any trade deal done. But as we know, the UK won't accept the European Court of Justice being the final arbitrator, so it's looking mer and mer like no deal, and it's looking like Bojo's talking crap as usual. Alright, anyway, Bojo goes shopping in an empty shopping mall to try and convince people it's safe to go shopping. He's obviously learnt his lesson for shaking hands with COVID-19 patients. He doesn't actually want to get in amongst people who are actually shopping. He just wants to show that he's feels safe going out to go shopping in an empty shopping mall. Meanwhile, in Scotland, it's revealed that the SNP MP Amy Callaghan is in hospital having suffered a brain hemorrhage. It's reported she's doing well. Right. Education on Monday. They start in on the Scottish Government on education. The cuckoo's in the nest. The three English parties sitting in the Scottish Parliament have a right go at the Scottish Gov over the idea that there might have to be blended learning at the end of when the new school term starts. That continues through the week. Okay. Right, let's move on to Tuesday. Tuesday the 16th, right? UK campaign group, the Good Law Campaign, launches legal bid to have a judicial review into how a small pest control company won a £108 billion contract to supply PPE to Public Health in England. It would appear there was no tendering process, nothing. This small company was just gifted this contract for £108 million. There's only 16 employees in the company. And its parent company, believe it or not, is actually an IT company, a data mining company. There's a pattern starting to emerge here, right? Okay. Tuesday, after the EU had made its statement about the UK not being allowed to cherry pick, Johnson threatens EU with no deal unless it gives Bojo what he wants. What Bojo wants is to cherry pick a deal by the 31st of July. The head of the World Trade Organization warned Boris Johnson that no deal would slow the UK recovery from COVID-19, and that a close deal with the EU would be best and save jobs. Roberto Azevedo, head of the World Trade Organization, said, getting a close deal, as close a deal as possible to the EU, would serve the UK best, and it would serve the car industry best, which is likely to be hit extremely hard with a no deal situation. Okay. Right. Also on Tuesday, David Lammy, MP, Shadow Justice Secretary, says Bojo's commission into equality in the UK in light of the Black Lives Matter movement in the UK was written on the back of a fag packet and is just a textbook exercise, as the Tories haven't implemented the findings of previous commission reports into racism and inequality in the UK, right? Also on Tuesday, travel and tourist industry outraged as UK government fails to join EU scheme to get tourism up and running again. The scheme, which provides an app and a website to inform travellers of localised COVID-19 hotspots in member states, and that lets travellers avoid hotspots, the UK wouldn't join, as at present, the UK is one big bloody hotspot. So the UK don't join. The leisure and travel industry here in the UK go after nut, because they realise that it would open up the travel agents and things like that, and people would be able to make informed choices about where they're going based on this app, which would give you localised hotspots in all member states of the European Union. It would open up the European Union to travel with people again, but the UK refused to join. All right. Also, Tuesday, Jackson Carlow car crash claims FM made a serious mistakes in dealing with the coronavirus epidemic in Scotland. His claims was based on a joint study by Glasgow, Edinburgh, St Andrews Universities, which stated that Scotland could have less deaths if it had grounded planes, closed ports, and shut the Scottish border. Car crash, being as thick as mince, forgets to mention that borders are reserved, and the Scottish government couldn't land planes, shut airports, close ports to everything except for essential food and medicines. But what he didn't realise, what Carcass didn't realise he was doing, was he was making the case for borders and immigration to be devolved to the Scottish Parliament. Because borders don't just include the physical land and sea borders and the airspace above your head. It would also mean taking control of immigration. So, car crash actually makes a case for unwittingly makes a case for devolving borders and immigration. But that's car crash for you. Half a brain and he would be dangerous. Saying that, he's only got a quarter of a brain and he's already dangerous. Right. Bojo U-turns on free school meals for kids. This is also Tuesday. Down south, after footballer Mark Rashford galvanised public support. On the same day, Bojo also knew that the Scottish and the Welsh FMs were going to announce that their schemes to feed kids during summer holidays would be continued this year as they have been in other years. Okay. But the Guardian reports that Nicola Sturgeon is following Bojo's lead. What a lot of crap. As I said the other day, the SNP press office should be stunning on their necks and saying, hoi, we've had this scheme running up here for years. We're no following anything that Bojo is doing. Tuesday, Bojo strolls into the Commons and scraps DFID, the Department for International Development, and he amalgamates it with the Foreign Office. The announcement to his own cabinet by surprise, as Bojo had his Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, revealed on Sky Television. Bojo hadn't even discussed it with his own cabinet. He just marched into the Commons and, against the advice of all the world NGOs, just amalgamated the two departments and probably have robbed the world of the UK's aid development fund, because there's no way that the Tories are going to be hounding the money, or the Foreign Office is going to be hounding the money out to needy causes and NGOs. So that's just the way it goes. The world will suffer because Bojo and his Tories don't like international aid. Right, anyway, on to Wednesday. Wednesday the 17th. It's reported that the Chancellor is preparing to scrap the triple lock on pensions. Now, the UK state pension is already the lowest in the developed world, and the Chancellor's about to scrap a triple lock. Now, rumour has it he's going to boost the pensions by about 18%, and that way you don't need to bother with it for the rest of the Parliament. There is no chance that they're going to up the state pension by 18%. That's just pure comedy. Unless, of course, they're going to steal the money from what used to be the Department for International Aid. Right, there's a COVID-19 breakthrough. It's announced that a cheap and widely available drug can help with COVID-19 in severe patients. Dexamethasone is a stimulant which reduces inflammation in the lungs. It's used for asthma sufferers and for rheumatoid arthritis, I believe. But anyway, it's cheap, it's cheerful, and it works apparently. Meanwhile, in Scotland, BBC Scotland caught misleading the public again as attacks on the Scottish Government on education continues. Alison Payne was presented as a simple mother with concerns and a member of a PTA, Parent Teacher Association, with concerns about the restarting the schools. But Alison Payne, who was portrayed just as an ordinary mother by the BBC, is a Tory party member, ex-aide to Dame Annabel Goldie. Alison Payne started her career with the Scottish Tories as a researcher at the Tory Research Unit. She later became the advisor to and aide to Baroness Goldie. The BBC, in the interest of impartiality, should have informed the public that this person wasn't just an average member of the public. This person was actually up to her neck in the Tory party. And at the moment, she's also a member of the Tory think tank, Reform Scotland. All right. Miss Payne was given a platform to attack John Swinney, to say that there'd been no guidance for the Scottish Government on reopening schools for councils, and that parents were outraged. But actually, according to Cosler, they've got plenty of guidance for the Scottish Government, and parents are very supportive of the Scottish Government's approach to opening schools. Parents want their children to be safe, and they want their communities to be safe. Because let's face it, as I said yesterday, when a child goes back to school and things go, if these children go back to school at 100% the way the Tories want them to go back, and hopefully they can if we can keep this virus suppressed, but children might, this disease affects children less than anybody else. But remember, these children are going back into communities, and a lot of these children have grandparents pick them up at school gates. So, although the children might not feel the effects of COVID-19, there are a few studies that say they don't transmit it as readily as adults, but they do transmit it. So it just takes kids an outbreak in one school and grandpa to go and pick up the kids and then catch the virus, and bang, 10 days later, grandpa's dead. Or grandma's dead. So this has got to be done properly, folks. It's all contingency plans must be put in place, but the Tories and this Alison Payne are hounding the Scottish Government to get kids back in school right away. Sort of like Bojo's day and down the road, but the Tories just aim at their tail up here. They follow whatever Bojo tells them to do. Right. Also on Wednesday, Peter Murphy of the consultancy firm UK Water says Scotland is the answer to England's water problem. Mr Murphy pointed out Loch Ness holds more water than England and Wales combined. Mr Murphy wants private enterprise and UK taxpayers to invest to pump water from Scotland's 31,000 odd freshwater locks down to England, so that the water companies down there have got plenty of water to sell to English consumers. Right, because in England they pay for their water through a manometer. Right. He also pointed out that if it wasn't for Wales, Birmingham, the city of Birmingham would run dry of water in one day. Because as I said on my Wednesday report, they actually flooded a huge fertile Welsh valley and turned it into a huge reservoir to pump water into England. Now they want to take the water from Scotland. Now water in the future is going to be a valuable resource. And they're no getting to steal that the way they stole the oil as a resource. But what this guy Murphy said, well, hey, it's the UK's, it's yours anyway, let's just go and take Scotland's water. Forgetting the fact that actually the water was a gift to the people of Scotland from King James as a joke, as he buggered off down to London for Edinburgh when he took the crown of England. On a Thursday the 18th. Alright, that's all I want to cover for Wednesday. FM moves Scotland onto phase two of a slowly and carefully moving Scotland out of lockdown. The NHS will start to reopen services closed at the beginning of the lockdown, like elective surgeries, dental services, cancer care, all that sort of stuff. People who are shielding will also be allowed to go out for exercise once a day, and they'll be allowed to meet up with family members, but they have to stay 2 metres apart and date in the open, right? Households are allowed to extend and all to have an extended household. That could be another family. And they get to visit each other indoors, and they will be able to overnight with each other without social distancing. All right, so Nookie's back on the cards for all these single people out there as well, because they'll be able to go and visit another single person, right? Some retail outlets will be allowed to open. Dental surgeries will start again. Warehouses, labs and factories can get up and running within the guidelines for social distancing, so on and so forth, and hygiene, right? Unfortunately, for the pub industry and nightclubs and things like that, they won't get to open outdoors. They were hoping to be able to open beer gardens and things like that. It ain't going to be allowed, all right? She also announced a couple of reviews into things like social distancing and getting pubs, beer gardens opened. And she also announced that they're having a look at whether to make face masks mandatory in shops and closed spaces and public transport. All right, so they're going to look at that, and we'll get an announcement on that next week. She's waiting on advice for her health advisors on that. All right. What else have we got on Thursday? After the statement, First Minister took questions from party leaders and others in the chamber. Car crash, Jackson Carlo, failed businessman, failed dodgy second-hand car salesman and alleged car thief, told the FM she wasn't moving fast enough in opening up the economy. The First Minister wasn't taking any of his crap, actually. She took the gloves off, pointed out the hypocrisy in all the statements he's made in the chamber since this began, and tell him basically, oh, just shut up, nobody's listening to you, an idiot. And what she actually said to him was, just do what you want, car crash, I'm just going to ignore you. Right, Leonard went on the three tests he set for the FM in 4 weeks earlier. The First Minister gently took Leonard, Tricky Dicky, through the fact that she'd already met all these three tests that he'd so-called put down, or he so-called laid out for moving into phase two of releasing lockdown. Now, I watched this yesterday, and when the First Minister was talking to Richard Leonard, I really felt like she was talking to a wee boy. I was rolling about laughing. She was very gently, art thief, no car thief, Lenny. She was very gently leading the stupid bugger, because he's a wee bit tapped, he's not quite all there, politically. So she was very gently walking him through his three things and said, I've already covered them and I've went further, right? So he wanted testing, trace and isolate, he called it. He didn't want to use the Scottish government's term of test and protect. Right, so she pointed out the test and protect was already working, right? She pointed out that hygiene and social distancing was working fine and all. A commission to put a route map in place to get the economy up and running, and a route map to get the economy back to health. Miss Sturgeon had to gently point out to Tricky Dicky that she'd already put a commission together as she'd requested 4 weeks ago, and they were already looking into how to get the economy started again and get it back to full health. Right. Aye, Nicky was on the ball yesterday. Wee Wally Rennie went with, who cares about Wee Wally Rennie, went we? Of the three English parties in the Scottish Parliament, I don't think anybody pays any attention to Wee Wally Rennie. You know, I don't think Wee Bobby Rennie actually knows he's in the Scottish Parliament. I'm not quite sure he knows where he is. I don't think anybody quite knows where he is. I don't think Wee Bobby even knows how to put his shoes on in the morning. So Wee Bobby Rennie went at, and I lost interest altogether at that point. So that was it. Right. Also Thursday, Bank of England held interest rates at 0.01%. and announced it was going to pump $100 billion into the economy with another round of quantitative easing. That would take quantitative easing since 2008 up to 740 billion quid. Problem with putting a... What the Bank of England's actually going to do with this money is go out and buy bonds, 30-year bonds. And that way, there's money in the economy. There's money going out there. And the... They're going to buy bonds, long-term bonds, and hopefully that will help keep interest rates and inflation down. All right. UK government also Thursday, UK government scraps its world-beating COVID-19 app, and they're thinking about moving on to a similar system to Scotland, which is actually just get an online diary for people to keep a note of their contacts. You know. So Matt Hancock, he shows up for questions in the Commons and announces that the app doesn't work and they're scrapping it. But I bet you his wife still get paid for creating the app in the first place. Yeah. While he was at the dispatch box, Dr. Philippa Whitford took the opportunity to have a go at him about the £108 million deal to supply PPE to a small pest control company. I've already covered that, right? She didn't get an answer for him. She got a lot of waffle for him, right? Thursday as well, student nurses in England get their contracts ripped up and told you can continue to work in hospitals, but you're not getting paid. Now, these student nurses were dragged out of nursing colleges to go onto the front line to help fight COVID-19, and their contracts were to last to September. Well, the Chancellor, the Department for Health in England, scrap their contracts and tell them, well, you can work for nothing. So, what are they going to do? Go back to their colleges, I suppose. You know? Right, Scottish firm secures millions in investment to install chargers at the side of the, on the pavements, right? Flash chargers for electric cars. The idea is to revolutionise the electric cars buying here in Scotland, you know, get people to buy electric cars, because people who live in flats can't charge them up. So this company, it's called Trojan Energy, they've secured a contract to put into pavements electrical charging points. And what the owners of the electric cars will do is they will have to buy something called a lance, which will plug into the flush flat charging points and pavements, and then plug their car into the lance. So that's an innovation that's happening here in Scotland. And what this company's saying is that if the pilot programme works, they can roll it out right across the UK and right across Europe, where anywhere where people are living in blocks or flats. They can put these things in flush and flat with the pavement, so it doesn't interfere with pedestrians. And then when people pull into park outside their house at night, they can just get the lance out the boot, stick it into the plug, stick it into the socket, the flash flush socket in the pavement, and charge their cars. So it could revolutionise electric vehicles here in Scotland. Alright. Also Thursday, this is quite funny. Home Office, issues a list of countries that have to quarantine for 14 days when the people arrive in the UK. But it appears the Home Office has been asleep because it added countries that don't even exist anymore. Like East Germany, South Rhodesia, Yugoslavia, Zaire, and the Czech Republic and the USSR are all on the list. Did the Home Office sleep all the way through the 80s and the 90s? That's absolutely hilarious. I mean, what was the Home Office doing in the 80s and the 90s? Did they not notice the breakup of the Soviet Union? Did they not notice that all these countries ceased to exist? Oh, Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia and the USSR, East Germany. Oh, bang head off steering wheel. Ah, it's nice to end, Thursday in a bit of comedy. Right, Friday. I don't have much for Friday, folk. So anyway, here's where we go. on the radio this morning, it's all about phase two on the news, right? Explaining to people what phase two is, what the differences are and things like that, right? Anyway, Twitter troll and religious bigot, right-wing religious bigot, Murdo Fraser, was allowed on as the finance spokesman for the Conservative Party, was allowed on to have a go at the Scottish Government. Murdo's on the radio this morning saying the Scottish Government's no going far enough. And then he gets battered in to the Scottish Government because there's a bill being presented to the Holyrood Parliament today that once it's passed, will ensure that Scotland stays in line with the EU on environmental standards after Brexit. And what Murdo Fraser's saying is that would make Scotland a rule taker instead of a rule maker. What the hell is this Muppet Murdo on? You couldn't make this stuff up. We're being dictated to from Westminster, but he's saying keeping ourselves aligned with the EU's high environmental standards would make us a rule taker. We're being dictated to by his despot party in Westminster, and he's saying the EU's going to be dictating to us because we've chosen to stay aligned and we've chosen to maintain high standards in environmental issues in line with the EU. And of course, we want to stay as closely aligned to the EU as possible. Because when we get our independence, there'll be a referendum with the people here in Scotland to see if we want to go back into the EU or no. Because that's the rules under EU law. Under EU rules, you can't rejoin the EU unless there's a referendum and the people agree to join the EU, right? So anyway, this idea at Murdo. Murdo the religious bigot, right-wing fascist git, and racist, says Scotland's going to be a rule taker instead of a rule maker. Scotland is, never mind. That's as funny as it bloody well gets. Idiot. But saying that, Murdo's no blessed with what we call any level of intelligence. In fact, when you look at the Conservative Party in Holyrood, you wonder what gutter they scraped these people out of. You know, Jackson Carlo, alleged art thief. Wee Annie from Mary Hill. I'm not going to say much more about Wee Annie. The people of Mary Hill know fine well all about Wee Annie. And of course, Murdo the Fud. Yeah, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel with that lot, right? Okay. It's also announced today that the UK government's borrowing for May is the highest ever on record. Between and the month of May, the UK government borrowed 55 billion quid to cover COVID-19. Huge amount of money. Between April and May this year, the UK government has borrowed 108 billion quid. They reckon the final cost, the final toll for COVID-19 is going to be 300 billion quid. 30 billion of that will be allocated as Scotland's debt. So far in Scotland, including furlough and everything else, they've only spent about 5 billion quid. So we're going to pay back 30 billion for 5 billion being spent in our country. Some deal we have got in this union, eh? Right, that's all I've got for the review of the week. I hope we enjoyed it, folks. Have a nice weekend. Remember, the changes that were made to move into phase two are actually just baby steps. So remember your hygiene, right? Wash your hands regularly. Remember your social distancing. If you're on public transport, wear a mask. If you're in the shops, wear a face covering, sorry. I'll not use the term mask. All right? Now stay safe. Look after each other. Have a great weekend.
This is a new voice for a new Scotland.
And in life, dot radio.